backstage at the United Center with Laura Silverman, who is showing us around. So right now we're by the costumes and all the headgear. Tell us a little bit about this performance.
So Truk the First Flight is a brand new production from Cirque du Soleil. Mm-hmm. It's inspired by James Cameron's Avatar, and it's actually a prequel to Avatar. So it takes place thousands of years before the events that happen in the film. And in the movie, you see Jake Sully's character at the very end. He rides that giant orange, red, fire-colored dragon creature called the Taruk, and he's the sixth Navi to ever ride that. So our story follows three young Navi teenagers on their quest to save Pandora, culminating with the first Navi to ever ride the Taruk.
And this has been performing for quite a while. This opened in December of last year.
So we just had our premiere December of 2015, which to us is kind of a while ago, but it still feels fairly new.
Sure.
But yeah, we've been going around North America ever since then.
And what has been the reaction? I mean, like, because I would imagine that this is a great fantastical story to tell through Cirque du Soleil.
It's been great. It's a very different show for Cirque du Soleil because we're really focusing on the story being told. So instead of having different acrobatic elements happening right after another, it's more of an acrobatic narrative. So people who have seen Avatar before come to the show and absolutely love it. Cirque du Soleil fans are definitely appreciating that it's a different type of show than what they're used to, but with the use of large-scale puppets and indoor kites and the video projections we're using, it's cool because we're able to create this really immersive experience.
And what is it like for the cast members when they're traveling? Because you and I were just talking a moment ago about kind of coming in and getting out of towns pretty quickly. They have to sort of like get what they can out of different cities.
Yeah, so it's we travel after the second show on a Sunday, and so we'll usually get to a city anywhere between, you know, midnight and 4 a.m. depending on the distance, if we're flying, if we're driving.
Right.
Everyone is off on a Monday, and then the artists are off Monday and Tuesdays, and so those are really the days where you try to maximize your time. You get recommendations from friends or family or TripAdvisor or Yelp,
right,
whatever you do, and you just go out and you see and do as much as you can, because come Wednesday, everyone's pretty much in the arena for most of the week.
we'll give you guys some tips on the off the beaten path kind of places. We're always going to say Knife and Tyne and Linkin Park, but I don't know how quick you guys can get in and out of town, you know, especially if you guys, what time does the show end? Well, first, what time does the show start every night?
So we kick off, we have shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 7:30. Okay. We also just added a matinee on Friday. Tickets are doing really well. Chicago's been very good to us. So we added a 3:30 performance on Friday as well. And then Saturday, we have shows at 4 and 8 and Sunday at 1:30 and 5:30.
And where do people go for tickets?
You can go to CirqueDuSoleil.com/Taruk or the United Center box office or the United Center website as well.
And so the show is opening tonight, and I think that performance sold out already?
Not. There's always tickets available, but far and few. I mean, if there's for sure some really, really great seats still available for the Friday performance because we just opened that.
Right.
And still tickets available for the others, but hurry.
And this is the kind of performance where there really isn't a bad seat in the house.
What's so nice about this show is because we're using so much projections and we've created this immersive atmosphere in an arena, wherever you sit, you're just going to get a different perspective. So if you sit a little bit higher up, you're going to see the projections, how they were designed to be seen, almost like you're watching a movie. And if you sit a little bit closer, you're going to have more of an intimate experience with the artist on stage. But whatever you choose, you won't go wrong.
Well, my guess is then this is a great performance to see more than once. You know, if you have a chance to see it more than once in the week. I know that's, you know, that seems extravagant to some people, but if you're in a Cirque du Soleil and it only comes through, you know, how many times a year does Cirque come through Chicago?
It varies. We were here last summer with Curious, which is a big top show, but this show is so completely different from that one.
Right.
So who knows? But if you like live entertainment and you like Cirque du Soleil and you like Avatar and you just like seeing something that you've never seen before, this is a show because, you know, nothing like this has been presented in a live setting before.
And you mentioned Avatar. So James Cameron has been involved a little bit in this production as well?
Yeah. So everything in the show was approved by him and Lightstorm, his production company. It's a full partnership with them. He's seen the show twice now. Definitely put a stamp of approval on it.
Right.
Yeah, which is great.
Well, my guess is he might get some ideas, because he is doing the next story. Isn't he doing the next two stories?
Two or three coming out still, yeah. And with this show, you know, we created four new clans and two new creatures that all existed on Pandora before Avatar. So for sure they exist in the vault now and could show up in one of the future movies. You never know.
But how many choreographers does it take to stage a show like this?
Well, for this show, it's not so much the choreographers. It's a team of designers. So you have an acrobatic designer. You have a choreographer. You have coaches.
Right.
They had an actress that was actually in Avatar come out and teach them Na'vi movement and the Na'vi language. Paul Frommer, who's the man who created Na'vi, the language used in Avatar, he actually came out and worked with the artists because they're speaking Na'vi in this show.
Right.
You have, multimedia designers, costume designers, everyone working together in the creation process to get this up and running.
That seems pretty intense. You get a lot of people involved in making sure this is off the ground, literally.
Yes. It's a very intense process and fast, too. It was really about 4 months that they put this show together with the artists. I mean, the designers and the team was all together for, a year or so before that. But working with the artists and the technicians was really an intense 4-month process.
This looks like a spectacular production. And you seem really proud of the whole thing, too.
Yeah. This is my third Cirque du Soleil show I've worked on, and it's really incredible to be a part of a show that's so different. Every show is unique of its own, but this one is really taking the creativity and innovation that people know Cirque du Soleil for and putting it through the technology and putting something on stage that has never been seen before. We have there's a moment in the show where a waterfall falls down and it creates a river, and people have actually said, oh my gosh, how do they get the water out so fast? Like, it's that lifelike. And for us, the first time we saw the projections, we were all blown away. And when there's so much terrible things happening in the world every day, it's nice to be able to give people the opportunity to escape to Pandora for a couple hours.
And that is the magic of live performance. And Cirque du Soleil always brings such a wonderful sense of the magical. How did you get involved with Cirque du Soleil?
Well, Chicago is actually my base. So I was working for a PR agency here in Chicago, the Silverman Group, and they represent Cirque du Soleil locally in Chicago. So I had done that for several years. And then 4 years ago, the opportunity came up to run away with the circus. And so I did. And 4 years later, 3 shows later, and many, many countries, here I am. It's extraordinary.
Are you from Chicago originally?
No, I'm originally from Cleveland, but I haven't lived there in like...
Well, we don't have to look so disparity. Like, I'm from Cleveland.
I grew up there.
Right.
It's been a very long time.
So what have been your favorite places that you visited with Cirque du Soleil?
Well, it's always great to bring a show back to Chicago, especially with this show, because so many people on the cast and crew haven't been to Chicago before. So I've been able to give them recommendations, which is super fun.
What am I giving you recommendations?
No, but that things have changed. In 4 years, a lot has changed.
That's true.
But then aside from that, New Zealand is probably my favorite place that I've been to with Cirque, because it's just so untouched and beautiful, and everyone there is so nice, and I loved it out there.
Well, we're glad you're stopping back in Chicago, and we wish you the best with this production, and we look forward to seeing you again. Anytime you're in town, come see us in studio.
I will.
That's Laura Silverman, and she's with Cirque du Soleil again. Taruk opens on Wednesday, runs through Sunday. Get your tickets. The matinee tickets are available at 3:30. They just open that up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.